It's now time for Locker Room Chat with Frankfurt Boys head basketball coach Adam Schreiner after a couple of games this past week. And coach, we start off with your first game on this past Friday. That was a 60-50 loss on the road at Pawnee City. And coach, just want to get your overall thoughts on that game.
I thought that the kids competed hard and did some good things. Trying to do some things that we've asked them to do that's kind of switched up this year. I really thought they tried to lock in. We had some mental lapses here and there that kind of hurt us, but overall didn't get a win, but I do think the kids grew in that game to continue to get better.
Yeah, and you guys were able to bounce back and score 55 in a 55-16 win against Northern Heights in your first game in the Wabunsee tournament, and your thoughts on that one as well.
Oh, again, I thought the kids went out and tried to do some things that we're asking them to do. I thought we had an opportunity to score at all three levels. We got some touches in the paint and hit some mid-range shots and then knocked down a couple three-pointers. And if we can score on all three levels like that and then play defense the way we did that game, keeping the ball out of the middle and kind of pressuring the ball a little bit, we can do some good things. The kids did well.
Yeah, Wes Anderson, Carter Olson among your best performers from this past week. What are some things that you really liked from their game?
Well, they've just been consistent putting the ball in the hole and taking care of it for the most part. You know, Wes is a good shooter, and then Carter's been able to get some looks going to the rim and attacking, and he's also knocked down some outside shots, which kind of opened up so that we had some post play against Northern Heights. And if they can consistently knock down some shots and open some things up, we become a difficult matchup.
And coach, earlier you alluded to some improvements in some areas of your game already that you're seeing already. What are some of those areas, and where else would you like to improve moving forward?
Well, I just thought we did a better job of distributing the basketball. I mean, I think our assists went up by 6 to 8 from the first game to the second, and our turnovers went down by about that many as well. So when we're taking care of the ball and sharing it, playing unselfish, and then being strong with it, not giving it to the other team, I mean, that's a recipe for us to do some good things. So from game one to game two, I thought they shared the ball a little bit better and took care of it more.
And coach, you guys finish up your guys' Wabunsee tournament before the end of the week with Manhattan Chief coming up tomorrow and then Wabunsee following that on Friday. So a couple of really tough games here down the stretch. How do you feel like you guys are in terms of being well-prepared and well-equipped for this tough stretch here?
Well, they're two good teams, two well-coached teams, and we're definitely going to have to play well. That's the thing about playing in a tournament like this is you get limited practices, but you get games. So kids love it. Coaches kind of fret about it a little bit, but as long as the kids are going out and competing and, you know, working to do some of the things we've asked and having fun with it, it's a great opportunity for us to see some good competition that will help prepare us for league play.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. It'll be coming up on Tuesday as you guys take on Valley Heights, and we'll be broadcasting that one here on KMZA. But let's not get ahead of ourselves, of course, as you guys have to take care of some business coming up for the rest of the week against Manhattan Chief and Wabunsee. Coach, best of luck coming up here towards the end of the week and into next week, and I'll be talking to you very soon.
That sounds good. I appreciate all you do. Thank you.
That was Frankfurt Boys head basketball coach Adam Schreiner here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and First National Bank of Frankfurt.